The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. Mary's words have been stuck in my ears. Those ancient words that we may know as the Magnificat. They are powerful words spoken from the lips of a child. They are radical words calling out the powerful and the mighty. They are healing words for those who are struggling and those who are hungry. We simply cannot ignore Mary's words if we truly want to understand what it means that God is with us, Emmanuel. Don't let the surroundings fool you. It would be expected that a king would be born in a palace in a prominent city. It would be expected that the first to see this child would be religious and political leaders, not oxen and donkeys. It would be expected that the message would be shared with the elite and eventually trickle down to the common folk. But it is shepherds, who are lower than the common folk, who hear the angel's message. And it is those same shepherds who make their way to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place. And when they see what the angels had said was true, they shared all that had been told to them. and all were amazed. Luke writes, "But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart." Now, I believe that every parent has stared into the face of their newborn child and wondered what their life will bring. Images and hopes and expectations and fears will all be named in this most intimate of moments. And this won't be the only time that we will look at our children this way. Every milestone, every accomplishment, every setback will cause our imaginations to run once more. And we will wonder what they will become and who they will be. As a foster parent, I spent many nights pacing, trying to calm a baby withdrawing from the drugs that were in his system. And it was in those moments that my mind didn't wander to the future, but instead recognized that what this baby needed was our love and support for as long as he was in our home. He needed stability when his life up to this point had been chaotic. As a new mother, Mary had a lot to think about. Now I believe that she stared into Jesus' eyes, that she had her own dreams and hopes and fears for this child. But Mary knew that this child she held was God's own son. She knew that this baby would change her world, would change our world. And I believe that as she stared at him, she also vowed to show him all the love and support she could for as long as she could. You see, the words of warning had passed her own lips. "He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." Could the world be about to turn from the halls of power to the fortress tower? Not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. Mary understood that her baby boy would change the world. But no one there on the night of his birth could fully understand who this child really was, who this child really is for them. Now we know Jesus' story from birth to cross to resurrection, but I'm not sure we fully understand what it means that God is with us. Hear again the good news proclaimed by the angel. "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." The lowly surroundings, the lowly witnesses allow for each of us to hear that Christ was born for me, that Christ was born for you. Now, so often at this time of year, we want things to be perfect. The perfect food, the perfect decorations, the perfect conversations, the presents, and the people. But what if the gravy's lumpy? What if the cat knocks over the Christmas tree? What if dinner is interrupted by Uncle Al's political diatribe? What if you wish for almost anything in the world and instead you got a turtleneck sweater? Oh wait, that's just a flashback from my childhood. Thanks be to God that God was not born into the perfect world, but instead God was born into our broken and struggling world. While some long for perfect at Christmas, others just long. The grief, the sickness, the loneliness can make it hard to breathe and hard to feel the joy and peace of this season. If you feel this darkness, listen again to the proclamation of the angel. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Listen again to the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You may not be able to see that light, and you may not be able to feel the presence of Christ in your midst. But those of us gathered here with you are called to be the light of Christ and the presence of Christ in the world. We are called to bring Christ's joy and peace and comfort to all who are in need. And this is one way that looks. We are called to hold those that are grieving. We are called to comfort those who are sick. We are called to listen to those who are lonely. We are called to sit with those who are longing. For the world is about to turn. Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. Emmanuel, God with us, is the one who holds us fast. This baby who was heralded by angels and greeted by shepherds. This baby who was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. This baby will spend his life lifting up the lowly. This baby will speak out against the mighty. This baby will give his life for the sake of the world. This baby is the Son of God, born for us this day in the city of David, fulfilling the prophecies of old, causing his mother's heart, causing our hearts to break open with this great love that has been shown to us by God. This is our Savior, born in a lowly place. This is our Savior, visited by lowly shepherds. This is our Savior, born for the whole world. This is God with us. Who is turning the world around? My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Amen.